Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi there, everyone. I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, this is part three, deep state corruption in our America. Did you know that under the constitutional form of representative government, government is the servant and not the master of the people? Each person is entitled at all times to complete and thorough information about the affairs of government and the official acts of public officials and employees. We Americans seem to be losing those rights. The Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, laws are broken now and should be reformed. There is a phrase, justice delayed is justice denied. 98% of FBI agents are honorable people. Unfortunately, the upper level of our federal government law enforcement, Obama holdovers, have been corrupted. Example, after the former FBI director James Comey was dismissed by President Trump, he knew that leaking information would incentivize a special counsel appointment. Because Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself from the Russian investigation, Lieutenant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who had threatened the Intel Committee Chairman Nunes not to release the recent exposed malfeasance within the FBI, then appointed former FBI Director Robert Mueller as the special counsel. Mueller, Comey, and Rosenstein had worked together during the Obama administration. Mueller immediately appointed attorneys who had worked for and contributed to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Will they be impartial? Oh, I think not. Remember, the FBI had circumvented the law deliberately to spy on a presidential candidate, Donald Trump, with unverified information to unmask. We have the liberal press, the media, which has done nothing to expose this federal government law enforcement corruption to the American people. Mainstream media's tendentious coverage has now been revealed with lies and deceptions. This is fundamental corruption of our media establishment. When you have no press, the government gets out of control. This goes right to the core of civil liberties. Thank God for Fox News, talk radio, and Judicial Watch. The very people who warned us about the Trump-Russian conspiracy and collusion are the ones doing the conspiring and colluding. Representative Adam Schiff and Representative Mark Warner both colluded with the Russians to get dirt on Trump. John Podesta, the Podesta Group, Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and of course, the FBI all colluded with Russia. All of this information shakes the trust of the American public to its core. When the federal law enforcement begins to be the lawbreaker and attempts to change the United States history, we the people demand justice and the truth. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.